You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And we actually have
a special guest with us.
Jackal the Blackal. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing okay. I just got back from work. I'm quite a
employee by day.
Employee
quite
day.
A wary day. Behind the counter.
Behind the counter.
Oh, tiring.
Yeah.
Any fun customer interactions today?
Nah. Just a lot of mundane printing.
Oh no.
And whatnot. So.
Not credit.
A little bit insider what I do.
Insider news on the Jackal the Blackal.
Being doxxed by himself.
Musician by night. Counter operator by day.
Well, you've just released a brand new album, Guns Akimbo.
Yes.
Well, Guns Akimbo 0 to 7.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
It came out just today at midnight.
You stoked about that?
I mean, it was like kind of the week leading up to it. I was just like, I knew it was going to come out today, but like, I don't know. My friend Orlando was just like, your album's coming out tomorrow, like just yesterday. I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It doesn't really like sit for me, I guess. It's just, but I think I've just been like pretty excited for it. Trying to, obviously, I've worked like a long, I've worked on it for like quite a long time now,
Totally.
Yeah, it's I'm just glad that kind of laborious process of getting it all done.
You're kind of bearing the fruits of the labor.
yeah, exactly.
And on to the next. Start working on the next album now.
Oh yeah, of course.
The next, like, you got a full track years, list and a name for for the next album already.
I actually already have like something.
Who's like cooking?
Like a
awesome.
Idea planned for the next one.
Wow, you stay cooking. That's fire.
I just hope that, I hope to be a bit more ambitious. Be more and more ambitious with each one that comes out.
Yeah.
Whether it means like, working with other people.
Yeah. We actually had a couple of questions about that. We were thinking, because your first album, Afro Frodo Frog, released in 2019, and your first EP was in 2018, and you sound already like your sound has quite kind of evolved a lot since then. Like your first EP was all instrumentals, lo-fi kind of, and now you're much more into hip hop with heavy sampling and stuff like that. Like, how would you describe your genre?
It's like, I mean, I take a lot of influence from that alternative hip hop scene. It's just a mixture of a lot of that New York, sound, and also a bit of UK artists as well.
True.
I'm very into jazz music.
Yeah.
So cool. just whatever I kind of get my hands onto, whatever I find very interesting.
Eclectic.
Yeah. I've been really listening to a lot of like. Shibuya K music as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, people like, I'm really into Fishmans.
Oh,
like
Fishmans is great.
Yeah, the band. I'm really into, love Japanese dub sort of music as well. So I just kind of, whatever sounds cool.
I'm just happy to hear someone else listen to Fishmans.
That is like, they're my favorite band ever.
That's so real.
Yeah. There's a lot of that jazz rap sort of sound as well, especially for this next project I've got with my friends Orlando and Caleb.
Ooh.
Which we've got like a we've got something cooking up as well for that.
Amazing.
Which is
it's kind of a
we'll
first
tease
insight.
It for it's really exciting working with those two, because they're also really great mentors on how I should try new things and stuff.
Yeah.
In terms of like my sound, and we'll be playing some of those tracks at our gig next Saturday.
Ooh,
as well.
Cool. Whereabouts is the gig? Yeah. Tell us more about it.
Yeah.
So that's a gig on 9th of August on Saturday. It's titled Jackal the Black Hole and Friends. The friends refer to the other talented musicians on the lineup, so yeah. That includes Wi-Fi and Big Al. They're really really dope people, and really they make really great music, and that's that. It's a gig at Nice Goblins Collective, so that's on 228 Dominion Road. That's obviously, in Auckland.
Yeah.
If you're in Auckland, New Zealand, and you want to go to a jazz rap gig that night, it's the tickets are on Under the Radar. Yeah, mark it on the calendar. Tickets are Under the Radar.
If you're not in Auckland, you fly to Auckland.
Change.
Exactly.
Become in Auckland. Yeah.
We'll reimburse you as well.
Have you done any gigs up in Auckland?
I had two in June, that was one held by Noah Records.
Okay.
That was the night before Matariki.
Nice.
It was a really, really welcoming space. That was actually my first live gig.
Really?
Awesome.
As well. it really went well. I really enjoyed the whole space.
That's
so
good.
The sounds. That was at a Double Whammy Bar, and I also did one opening for my friend Baby Zianov. She did a gig at Morningside.
Yeah.
Nice.
605, and that was with Donk Dubbo as well. I just played.
Wow. You got some good artists.
Some stuff. Yeah,
it's love is playing at Great Sounds Great later this year as well.
Ali is a really really great person to talk to. I originally met her at an arcade playing DDR.
That's great.
Yeah, that was my first interaction with her, eventually I found out that she did music, and also my friends were fans of her music.
Really?
Yeah, that arcade was the place where she actually asked me. It's like, yo, do you want to open for my gig? I was like, sure, why not? really cool stuff. So.
Awesome. So low key as well.
If you're free on 9th of August, next Saturday, pull through to, it's 8 p.m. on that. To that show.
Do you have any favorite tracks on the on Guns Akimbo?
I'm really happy with in the time that I've listened to the album, if you ask me on a different day, I'll always have a different track I'll say it's my favorite. But I'm really happy with tracks like Gaussian. I really like I really like the production on that. I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
Coyote is definitely a highlight for me.
Yeah.
It's probably one that's most ambitious for me because of it's definitely my most personal track. Where I'm writing a bit more straightforward than I usually do. So it ends up being a more stark contrast, compared to the rest of the 9 tracks on there.
Yeah.
I'm just really happy I was able to write a song like that and create that. I guess Case Torch song, I've always ever since the release I've really liked the instrumental for that. It's definitely one of the most fun ones I've produced in terms of the sample, because that's I have that sample on a cassette tape, the album.
That's cool.
That's awesome. It's a really, really, really great album. I think it was produced by one of the members of Yellow Magic Orchestra. Takahashi.
Wow.
It's always interesting finding these little intriguing tidbits about the albums that that you dig up and stuff.
So much history.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You use a lot of that. You use just so many samples in all your songs. I was wondering, where do you get them from? Like, do you just, is it just stuff you listen to, or just sound bites? I remember, I can't remember what song it was, but I heard the Crash Bandicoot Woe sound effect in one of them.
Yeah, that was on, I think that was on Legs for Sprite.
Yeah,
that's, because, I mean, Crash Bandicoot is, like, that's a childhood game of mine. That's, like, the first game I've ever played, the first one. Yeah. I still have the PlayStation 1 disc.
Oh, awesome.
At my house. But, yeah, it really comes from, you know, stuff I really enjoy. So, like, a lot of the shows that I, you know, watch and a lot of the games that I play, you know, it's not only in terms of music, but, you know, if I...
Just your whole life.
Yeah, it's, it really coincides with, you know, like, really makes up my identity, you know, it's a important thing for me, I think, to really convey that, and, yeah, so, like, if I wanted to, I could just, like, you know, throw in, like, a reference here and there. I might, like, you know, I might say, like, you know, playing, you know, throw in a little Persona reference or whatever, but, you know, it feels comfortable to me, and I'm, it's just feels genuine, I guess.
Awesome.
And yeah, the records that I just kind of find, it's like, you know, mixture of like stuff in real life and of course online. But it is music that I genuinely enjoy listening to as well. It's like having a respect for that.
Totally.
For that source material. Yeah. So yeah.
Do your songs ever come from samples you listen to, or do you like splice samples in where you think they fit into the songs?
So a mixture of both. So like, I guess it's like, you know, obviously I'll listen to a song and I'll end up kind of experimenting with you know, I guess chopping it up, like splicing it, you know, because I recently got a and that workflow has been you know, much easier for me because I recently got the my role in SP404 like last year. So a lot of the album, you know, I was creating a lot of those drafts on the SP404. So for example, Sundance Kid, I created that at my friend's house, and he actually gave me the idea of you know, how to structure it, because he heard that second half and he was like, you know, it's a really cool beat, but I think you should really do something with it. And I ended up like chopping it in 5/4 instead of you know, regular 4/4 sort of time signature. So it's just about me being a bit ambitious with things every now and then.
Totally.
I guess it's non-linear process all the time, which is why I find it quite exciting.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, that's so cool. The album art on Guns Akimbo is very cool. It's like collage street art kind of vibes. Did you make all your art yourself, or do you have like people?
No, that's my friend Stefan. He goes by he goes by Max Stukey. By his art, that's his art alias. He has a really cool art style. Like you said, that sort of street graffiti, you know, collage sort of style. He's really good at that.
Even all the, you know, painting and the like, the composition of it is even kind of like Basque art, like
it's
very cool.
It's so reminiscent of your like music style as well,
yeah,
like the mishmash of genres.
I was really stoked when you sent that through, because by the time I'd already concocted up the idea for the first track, Harmon, and I was like, and as I was listening to the album whole while looking at the album, I was like, yeah, that's what the first track sounds like. I really wanted to match that, you know, chaotic, you know, the whole chaos of that song.
Yeah.
And I guess the whole album as well, it's very scattered thoughts, thought processes that I was going through at the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, that spills over into the actual output as well. So, yeah, I'm also a big Basquiat fan as well. So, he's a really, really, really dope figure.
Yeah. Totally. Wow. Unrelated to your album, I just like to ask this question, but what was the last movie you watched?
Last movie I watched? Shit.
It was a while ago.
No, it wasn't a while ago. I obviously watched K-pop Demon Hunter with my
I'm still yet to watch it.
Yeah, I watched it with my girlfriend and a couple of my other friends.
How do you rate it?
It's a fun movie. I was like, would I watch it again? Probably not, but like, I had fun while watching it, so I can't deny that it was a.
We start seeing heavy K-pop influences on your next album.
Oh, it's
a sudden obsession. There's a sudden genre change the next one, you know why.
of course. You'll get teases of that next week as well.
Awesome.
Well, amazing. Well, it's been great talking to you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was just saying, I really appreciate the interview.
Yeah. You have any last things to plug? I mean, obviously the show on the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go if you're in Auckland, and if you're not, go anyways. Swim.
Stream the album the whole way there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Buy it.
Yeah,
buy it.
it's on Bandcamp now. Sure you buy it on Bandcamp a few hours later once Bandcamp Friday hits, so I can.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's the strat. Okay. Sweet.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, it's been great having you on. Thanks for joining us, Jekyll.
Yes. Yeah, so good luck with your gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I'm really excited for it. Really looking forward to it. And really thank you guys, for interviewing me.
Of course.
Yeah, so thanks for coming
on
the show.
Really exciting. Yes. Yeah, it's really great. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, have a great night.
Yeah. Well, you have a great night as well. You both have a great night. It's gonna be really happy about. Yo. Peace. Shout out to Radio 1, 91 FM.
Shout out to Radio 1. And did on K-pop Demon exactly. Hunters.
real shit. Let's go. All right.
Bye, Jacko. All
right. All right, see ya. Yo, bye.
Okay, well, that was the awesome Jacko the Black Ove. What a cool guy. Listen to his music. Are we going to put some on?
Yeah.
We'll put some on in a couple songs time. But stick around if you enjoy our interviews. We've got Purple Dog on in like 40 minutes.
Yeah, and we
so
have
exciting.
The gig guide in about 12.
In about 12 minutes.
Yeah.
But for now, let's listen to
Ericus Allergy by the one, the only,
Jekyll the Black.
Keep it locked on the one.
What an amphibious is supposed to look like. Tag team or peanuts grasping the car loose. Few race keepers go substitute in my goal. So I'm leaving ease in my coast. Go past the if it's my boat. The float moves, the vessel broke. Those are where captain don't.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.